We interrupt this program with a special report.
I got a message for all you folks out there in Radio Land. So sit tight and bend an ear.
Welcome back, everyone, to another week of the Manga Monday Show. And what? We're digital this week? What? No way. That's crazy. Yeah. It's not as crazy as you think. I am just sick. I'm so sick.
Yeah. I was afraid I gave it to you.
Yeah. For those people who watched last week, Edgar was also sick, but Edgar came over. I don't think it was you, because the symptoms that you told me about were very different. And I think last week was kind of, I was kind of caution to the wind about my health and, you know, all that was going on. And I don't think I planned very well. So I was last week at the children's theater surrounded by children, right? Little disease vectors.
It wouldn't be called the children's theater, but you know.
Also known as disease vector theater.
Oh, no.
Obviously we love like the kids, they're all awesome there, but you know, you're around like hundreds of them. There's a possibility you get sick. And then I went to a birthday party, you know.
dies.
Yeah, dies right here. That wasn't the best. But yeah, I think that, you know, I probably could have gotten it multiple different ways. I think Lauren had a cold last week. So I think
everyone's getting sick. Like everyone I know is getting sick.
I actually think the reason why I got sick was because of the cold. I think it's the first time I've ever gotten a cold from the cold. Like I just think one day I just didn't put the heater on. And
it's just like just it's died. Like it keeps going. It's like one day it's like 70 degrees and the next day it's like, oh, it's like freezing. Like,
yeah, no kidding. It's now. Super warm today, like in terms of like the past couple of days. We live in Texas, so for those of you who know, we lived through that ice storm a couple of days ago. So
some like northerners are like, you think that's ice?
Right, but we don't have any ability to take care of it, right?
Yeah, right.
So we're left on our own. You know, you guys got like snow plows and all that stuff. We don't have that stuff.
The grid.
Yeah, we don't have the grid. What have you been doing this past week, Edgar? What's been going on?
Other than school, watching a lot of the seasonal anime, really. Like I said, I've been on a manga break, but I think I'm going to... I always keep saying, I mean, who knows? I want to pick up One Piece again. I might actually pick up Jujutsu Kaisen and go forward with the manga. I mean, more forward than I've actually read, because I've read ahead where the anime is.
Yeah.
But I might actually read up to where the weekly is, like, right now.
Okay.
And what else did I do? My brother came over to visit, because we just spent the days, like this storm, like, lasted, like, Monday through, like, Thursday, right, I think? Mm. And I can't think of anything. It's just like watching a lot of anime school pretty much. A lot of boring stuff.
You said you saw the latest episode of My Hero Academia with your brother, right?
Well, not the one that came out this week. So like if you're watching the video, not the one that came out recently. But we saw the one that we saw was Todoroki, like the one with Todoroki in it, like, and all that.
Family. That was a couple weeks ago. Yeah.
Yeah. That's 2 weeks ago, right?
That one. Yeah.
Because there's two. There was like the one with Hawks and then like a little bit of Endeavor. And then there was the one with Dobby's past and whatnot.
Yeah. The hellish Todoroki family or something.
I saw that one. And I realized that my brother has he's like really impatient when it comes to like My Hero Academia, because like
I think that goes for a lot of people, you know.
No, yeah, I mean it's not just him, but like I've always felt like between me and Ben, I mean we're beating a dead horse at this point when we keep talking about this, but when it becomes between me and Ben, there's like a clear difference in like our and how much we care and like about My Hero Academia.
Sure.
Ben being the obvious one, like, you know, always there for it, and I've been there for it, but like I felt like
I criticize it well when it needs some whooping into shape.
No, yeah, you're not like blind. You're not like 100% like bootlicking it or anything like that. But I always felt like I've always been there. I've always been like devil's advocate. Like, yeah, actually, I think it's a like, you know what I mean.
It's not good, as much as like good for Twitter, content. But we love that. You know,
yeah, yeah. I mean, you need good. That conflict there.
Yeah.
When he's I was like watching it, and I had my grievances with it. But he's like, oh, dude, hurry up, man. Jesus, we've seen that, and he's a bit right. Like, there's like a lot of information that they always just keep reminding you from past episodes. But he was like physically exhausted, and he was letting you know how many times he was like, if there was something that we saw like an episode, even if it's for like 1 second, if you've seen it. He's like, all right, I'm done, bro. Oh my god, we get it. And I'm like, hey, come on, bro, chill out. Just stop for 1 second. Just give it some time. Like, like every anime is like this. He's like, no, it's not. So we always make a point in how funny it is whenever like how it always makes you realize where you really stand with the series.
Yeah.
And we've always said this before on the Manga Monday show. And that was like another moment where I'm like, oh, I guess I really don't hate it as much as I think I do. Or, you know, yada, 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 yada.
Well,
it takes
somebody who really dislikes it for you to realize, oh, maybe, you know, maybe I don't.
I mean, he likes it, but like, he has like no patience for like anything. Like he has the criteria for My Hero, like to another level.
So this was also the episode where they showed the flashback of Todoroki versus Deku.
What bothered him was that he was done with the fact that like, okay, Todoroki, oh, this is quirk marriages, he's like, we got all of this information in season two. I don't need to know any of it. Just show me what Dobby's side of it. Because he understands about what Endeavor did to the Todoroki family. Not to the extent, we got a little bit more. I do like that. Okay. Like, I really like the scene where it shows Endeavor how his blindness to Dobby, you know, led to his, like, complete like
oh yeah need, I really like that I
complete
really,
need yeah. to like satisfy Endeavor's expectations, and then Endeavor turning a blind eye and telling his wife just deal with it, like I gotta focus on Todoroki.
Yeah, and he's like I can only show him the way of being a hero, which I think is really nice.
Yeah. My brother was like, okay, we get it, his mom was only sees like blah 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 blah, and arguably you know it's been a while since we've seen that, but like he's not like the normie, like we don't need to be reminded of that stuff. And he's like, anytime there's like a form of repetition or like information that we've gotten several times, he is like, yeah, no, I don't need this anymore.
If
like, we've gotten this, like, information
if
already.
Ever
and
watched,
I agree with him.
Yeah, if
he was just, like, absolutely feral.
If you ever watch the YouTube channel The Normies, like, they need that stuff, and they still
yeah,
get
they
it
do.
Wrong.
They definitely
you
do.
Know? Well, I love The Normies. They're, like, one of my favorite reaction channels. But, you know, sometimes it's just like, right there. It's being spelled out for you, you know. But and it, whenever they complain about flashback episodes, I'm like, no, stop complaining and listen. You need
Who
this.
Who is that character? Who is that?
Like, you need this. Yeah. That was also the episode. You know, I really liked that episode. But something that really peeved me off in that episode was they showed a flashback to the season two where first of all, they showed a flashback to Deku and Shoto talking about, you know, Shoto saying, oh, I'm not going to use this quirk to please him. And then they showed a flashback to Deku showing it's his quirk, not you. It's your quirk, not his, you know. And just watching those two scenes made me be like, man, the animation for that season was so good. And they were just talking, you know.
No, I know. Yeah. I think it peaked, not peaked. I mean, season four had that moment in Overhaul versus Deku.
Yeah.
I think that was like the last true, like,
yeah,
like the best. And then it has, it's been maybe reached there, but not really. But season two overall was like the best looking My Hero consistently.
Consistently,
maybe.
Yes.
I might be wrong on that. I mean, season three had a lot of moments.
There are a couple of moments this season that you could point out and maybe be like, oh, that was the best, but they shouldn't be. Like, those moments shouldn't be the best. Like, Dobby's dance, as big as it is, the animation was so clean, but is it, like, should it be the best? Not really.
Yeah.
You know? And also, you know, like, that Mirko. You remember that one tracking shot that they did with Mirko, and it looked
any
brilliant?
Any scene with Endeavor or Mirko, they were, like, yeah, the best ever.
I just don't... I don't know. I thought the Kaminari scene was great also. It just felt like that they didn't do... I feel here's what I think is because we talked about this, that the director, like the director who normally does the fight, like the cool fight scenes, mm-hmm, felt like they didn't have him. So they just didn't even try. Like they were like, we can't make this as good as what the director, like as what this director could have done. So we'll just, you know, we'll just make it.
Yeah.
But
I don't
no.
even like My Hero. Watch him, like, not even, like...
No, but even this latest episode, it was basically this latest episode was the part where Deku looks out on the...
Yeah, spoiler alerts for current...
Yeah.
I mean, if we're talking about the anime, so we're not going to... We're going to try not to spoil the manga,
yeah,
really, but...
But Deku looks out. And it's a scene I've been wanting to see done in the anime for so long, and the anime did a great job with that one part.
You do, dude. You think I complain about My Hero? There are so many people. It's so annoying, man. Can take a guess at what they complained about this episode. Take a wild guess. What is the one? What is the true enemy to My Hero haters in the community? What is the one thing they hate? The one problem that they had specifically with this entire season.
Oh, with this entire season?
Yeah. What's the one problem that seems so dumb, but it's always the same thing?
I don't know. That, is it the animation?
No. It's the sky.
Oh,
they have a problem
with
the blue sky.
The blue sky. Hey, let's be honest. The blue sky sucks.
Well, I agree.
I'll bleep that out. Sorry, I don't know why he just dropped an F bomb.
Just leave it in there.
But it's
so much to the level like we're like. Yeah. Of all the things to complain about, why is this the one thing that I don't know? It's so weird.
I think it's,
but it's like that on the manga.
Yeah,
it's a complete comparison to like the first episode of the anime or the first panel of the manga. It's April. Yeah. The sun is shining, and so it's like that in the anime, and it's supposed to be a direct parallel to that. Like the sun is shining. It's a regular day. I mean, obviously there's chaos going on, but there's a clear difference, and it's Deku. That's like the obvious difference.
No, 1,000,000,000%. And this next, I just want, I mean, I don't know what they expect. Episode is like my favorite part of the manga. Like this was like, I thought the other part was where Shigaraki wakes up, but this next episode is it. This is my favorite part of the manga. Except for maybe one of the most recent chapters. The most recent chapters are really, really good. But yeah, so, yeah, dude, I don't know. I think overall the anime has been okay, but when you're doing My Hero Academia, you need to do more than okay, right? You need to go above and beyond, especially when you're facing off against things like Blue Lock, Vinland Saga, Chainsaw Man, you know, and eventually Jujutsu Kaisen and Attack on Titan's going to join in too, you know. So, and the fact that it's like, so what I was going to say is this past episode, I don't know what it is. Class 1A, every time they animate them talking, they just look derpy to me. I don't know. I just feel like they look like they spent no time drawing them. It feels like that it's just like nothing. I don't know what's going on, especially when you look at past seasons and every frame looks so beautiful and perfect and well touched up. I just don't like, what happened, Bones? What happened? Yeah, why did this happen?
I don't know. Yeah, it's, I really don't know. It looks bland whenever those talking things happen. Not that we expect, like, I know what you mean.
I
like,
would,
we had our
yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was gonna say, we had our complaints, not really complaints, but we had our nitpicks about Chainsaw Man, and what they did with the anime, which is great. But they're talking like they're like the scenery. There was clear like shadows and depth to like no matter who which character was on the screen, and no matter how many characters were in the scene. But in My Hero, like the lighting is like all the same, like, and they all look, you know what I mean? I don't
And
know.
that's why it
That
was. And you remember halfway through the season when Endeavor did like a health spider, and then like the sky turned red. I was like, yes, just do
yeah, that's
that.
what there was like
You
a there was
know.
like a fan animation of where Shigaraki attacks Eraser and like the sky instead of blue
Yeah.
it turns red, like very similar to how you describe it.
Yeah.
It looks way better than what the anime did,
Yeah, I
like.
saw this fan animation. This guy, I wish I knew his channel so that I could plug him. But he does these really cool manga to live kind of adaptations where he takes the manga panels and makes them move and stuff.
Yeah, I think I saw him use something like that. It might be the same guy,
Yeah,
but
and he did
really good.
like a most recent one where it was I won't say what's going on in the manga, but two people are fighting right now. And a really cool moment happened, and he did that. And I saw the comments, and they were like, "Man, this is not how good it's gonna look." Which they should go all out. They should take a year, or no, not a year. Take like 3 and really go all out in this final. It really deserves it. But I think, yeah. I mean, I don't know why we turned into like the My Hero Academia Monday show, but
No, if anything, I wonder how many time in minutes is the most top subject in terms of anime and manga. It's
there
gotta be
was a
One
good
Piece just
month where
because
we
of
just
reviews,
did
right?
Attack on Titan, right?
Yeah.
There was a good month. I would
We
say.
haven't talked about it that much since then.
Dragon
Unless some
Ball,
news
maybe?
pops up.
We
What's
talked
that?
about Dragon Ball a lot.
Well, you do, but I don't have enough to carry on the conversation.
No, it's
One
One
Piece.
Piece. It's gotta be One Piece.
Yeah.
It's gotta be, but One Piece isn't fair, right? Because One Piece, we have like their own episodes. Other than One Piece, it's My Hero Academia, I would say,
Yeah,
probably.
probably. I mean, it's something that you and I care enough to carry the conversation naturally. It's enough. You like it so much, and I like it, but I tend to get mad at it more enough to talk about it and to be engaged with you to have a
Well,
conversation that isn't
Edgar.
just, oh, I like this, I like that. All right, high five. You know what I
Edgar
mean?
is
Like,
also like Edgar really, really likes anime, and I really and
really? And she
but Edgar but Edgar likes manga also, but he likes anime more. But manga for me is like if the manga adaptation is great and then the anime isn't awesome, whatever. It's like okay, I still have the manga. But
Oh, the
like
dirt's brown. You know, what else is new?
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. But like so when I go back and read, which I did recently, and I think it's just brilliant and the art is amazing. When I go back and read what happened lately in the anime, it makes me be like, okay, the manga is the way to get this stuff, But yeah.
That's how it goes for most manga, for the most part. You know, generally. Generally speaking, anything happening with you, Ben, other than being sick?
No, I mean I am reading a lots of stuff recently. I read up until 10 chapters. I'm almost caught up with Spy Family,
Oh,
in the
really?
manga. Yeah, I just read Lloyd's backstory and
You might be ahead of me because I haven't picked it up since then, really.
I read Lloyd's backstory and I and you were right. You were absolutely right. I know what arc you think is going to be a movie, and I agree with you. Because
It's
that,
very bottlenecked, it's contained,
yeah, I
and
love that arc. I love it because it felt like there was a coherent story going on, and then after that, they just go back to being a gag manga. And I was reading this and I went, because the boat arc was so good, And now we're back to whatever this is. And I don't know, man. I just don't think it's for me. I think the anime makes the source material much, much better. in hindsight. But yeah, I mean, everybody hyped up Lloyd's backstory and being like, oh, Lloyd's backstory is great, and I expected it to be its own arc, but it was really only two
chapters.
Hype
it up. I just said it's a clear...
It wasn't you that hyped it up. It wasn't you.
Oh, okay, glad. I'm glad I wasn't the one who did that.
It was very serious, but it was like, you know, compared to what we've seen in, you know, animes or what topics things have touched in, you know, One Piece and Attack on Titan and even My Hero Academia, I'd say it's pretty tame. You know, it's fairly tame. It doesn't really hit heavy, you know. I like this talks about ignorance and stuff like that, but, you know. I don't know.
Isn't really trying
it...
to...
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, I don't think it's really trying to be anything other... I mean, if you expect action and, like, a really, like, good... I mean, it has a good plot, but, like, it's going to have this family, like, comedy dynamic for a while. So just get used to that. Not just for you, Ben, but just like anyone
just,
who's like watching.
I'm just
That's why I say be careful when you have expectations of this thing to be like, I mean, I want it to be like that, but I just don't think it's going to go that route for at least that long as we want it to, whenever it does happen. But I just say get used to like this type of, you know, comedy, like few episodes of like, you know, the family being a family, and then a few episodes, and then only for like two episodes or a few chapters, we'll get like, you know, that, you know, the spy stuff, you know what
Which
I mean?
Which I wish, you know, I was, when I started reading it, I was like, okay, I'm expecting slice of life, you know, but I don't know, as of right now, now that Endo went back to the same style after that, you know, ship arc, I was just like, oh man, you know, like that was so good, and now my interest has peaked, you know.
Well, there was one thing that happened, I don't want to talk about it, but there was one thing that happened to a character that we get introduced to after that arc that is not like, oh, but it's like, again, like, oh, here's the plot. So
I might not have gotten there yet. So
I don't know how further, I don't know how deep it dives into that, or if it's still going in, if it's still there, then great. But I mean, I would check that out. I think that's pretty interesting.
I just, I don't know. I was expecting that slice of life stuff, but I don't know. As of right now,
I mean, it has it.
But right now it's feeling more gag manga to me.
What does that mean to you? Because I don't know what...
So when I say gag manga, right, I think of something like Way of the House Husband. I think of, you know, where it's just individual stories that I don't...
You mean episodic?
Yeah, episodic, and I don't really get attached to them very fast.
Yeah.
And they're just kind of like, you know, they're just kind of short stories that are funny and silly, you know, especially with, like, the Anya, you know, faces that she makes. But I don't know. I think
a lot of manga are in that. I guess it's just a matter of how entertained are you by the underlying not genre. I guess genre, yeah. Like with Love is War, there's really no plot moving throughout it. Everything is
episodic.
Love is
War is hilarious.
Yeah, so like if you know. The comedy is what gets you. And I guess with other slice of life, if there's a comedy underlying or there's romance, almost all romances are like episodic, especially harems or whatever. Like a lot of romance are episodic. There's not a real plot moving forward for the most part. And if that one thing doesn't really get you, I don't know what, I guess Spy Family would be comedy because it doesn't really have action throughout every episode. So if the comedy doesn't really get you, or the wholesome familyness, whatever, if it doesn't get you, then I guess it will. Oh yeah, it is episodic, and it's starting to feel like it's not going anywhere, when it might not be doing that, where that's not like its priority to be going somewhere. If that makes any sense.
Yeah, I was just saying, man, it would be good if it was. You know, I still think it's great, but like I said, the boat arc really made me open to like Endo storytelling and that linear kind of base. But I mean, Endo, he's not that too attached, so he's like, I'm just gonna keep making these silly, I mean, silly things, you know.
Yeah, if you're just not hooked, then it might not be it. Because there are people who watch Love is War and say, yeah, this feels episodic. It's not going anywhere. What's the point of watching it?
No, and then I've been watching and then we're like, great. It's going places. What are you talking about?
It's, no, yeah, but like...
It's, like the whole comedy of it is that it goes nowhere, right?
Well, yeah, that's my point, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, when the anime rolls around and gets to that point, you know...
Yeah, the anime, the anime just might be your thing, and the manga just doesn't do enough.
Yeah, I mean, and it makes me laugh, and it makes me giggle, and all that stuff. But
the voice actors just give 100%.
Yeah, but I loved. It's definitely my favorite part of the Spy Family story is what's going to happen in the movie. So I'm really excited for the movie now, because it had a great beginning, middle, and end. It was great storytelling all the way through. It was funny. And man, Lloyd was hilarious in that arc. Man, he was so funny. All right. Well, speaking about manga and My Hero Academia, let's jump on into some news here.
Alrighty, let's get some news. I got news too.
Yeah, My Hero Academia, it topped 85 million copies in circulation.
I saw that.
Absolutely huge. Congrats to Kohei Horikoshi and all the people who work on the manga. It topped 65 million in 2022, so now it's got more than 20 million just kicking around in the area. So, yeah. I mean, the volumes have been so behind, I feel like, the English versions. Like,
they release really slow. I think the next volume we'll get is, like, in April or May.
Bruh.
I know.
Yeah, I know. Oh, it's, well. Yeah. Speaking of My Hero, the manga takes a 2-week hiatus due to creator's health. Yay. I mean, not that we didn't see this coming. Horikoshi, I felt like he was going to take like a 2-month break, I think. And then he came back unexpectedly because I think he knew people did not like the last couple of chapters. And he was like, uh-oh. He was like, I got to drop 3 bangers, which he did. And now he's going back in hiatus, which is, yeah, I mean, a couple of weeks ago, we got a note from him saying that his arm hurts so much that he wished he didn't have an arm, which is atrocious. but yeah, I mean, it's great. He's going on hiatus. Take your time, Horikoshi. Make every chapter look like the last chapter and we will have no complaints. Yeah. All right, Edgar, what do you got?
Ruri Dragon Maid, I think, has been on a hiatus for a while. I always add the maid because of the show Dragon Maid.
Yeah.
but Ruri Dragon, you know, the series that popped off that, like, I think was like beat My Hero in terms of sales or something like that, like in Japan.
Yeah.
In terms of like its first opening, weeks or something like that. The mangaka made an illustration and left a message that he's doing his best, you know, to return. I guess it's been a while since we've gotten a few chapters. I'm not really update to this series and what's going on.
But you don't have to lie, Edgar. We know you're a big Dragon
Maid fan. No. Yeah, I want to read it. I just don't know anything about it. So, like... it hasn't been active for like a long time, and there is an illustration, you know, with the message saying, you know, I'm doing my best to be back.
Yeah,
I'm coming back, baby.
I'm coming back, but let's bring the boys back together.
Yeah, but basically, you know, he was, you know, I guess I don't know exactly what exactly he's been on hiatus for. Hopefully not health reasons, because that seems to be the only reason that take breaks for.
I mean,
other than Fujimoto, he just like, takes breaks because, I'm done. I'm going to rest for a bit.
Yeah, we should talk. I mean, like, our new segments are basically which mangaka is taking a hiatus this week, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Because working conditions in Japan are horrid at times.
Yeah. I got really... really big news.
Really?
It's not big news, but it's gonna be big when it happens here.
Okay.
Demon Slayers, season 3, I think its first episode, which is supposed to be an hour-long special, premiered in theaters in Japan, and it did huge numbers on the first day.
Oh man.
320 million yen. It's like, it's not a lot, but like, you know, compare populations, like, you know, it's a lot in terms of Japanese numbers, like 2.5 something million dollars.
Bro, when are they gonna figure out this simul publishing for movies? I wanted the same time.
I don't understand how it works, and I'm still really confused on how we're gonna get it. But Demon Slayer, Swordsmith Village arc. Here's the information that we get, that I got for like for us. Episode 10 and 11, Entertainment District, and the first episode of the Swordsmith Village arc will premiere in Los Angeles, February 17th. So they'll be getting a special preview, and I think it'll be coming to the United States, all of it, you know, with the first episode and onward, April. So they'll be getting it that early. And it was announced that the opening will be by Man with the Mission and Millet. Man with the Mission did the second opening to Vinland Saga, Ben.
Oh, dude, let's go. That's gonna be a sick opening.
Yeah, I know. You can hear a little bit of it with a teaser that they gave out, and the leaks that there's, and since it was in theaters, people leaked it, and I saw like a little bit. I couldn't help myself. It was trying to. It's literally everywhere. It's
It
on
good?
TikTok.
Is
It's
it
on
good?
Twitter. Oh, dude. Dude, it is so good, man. Like, it is so
Oh,
good.
no. Dude, I'm so hype. I'm so
And they
ready.
have officially released the cast of the rest of the moons. What are they called? The higher up, the rank demons. They're moons, upper
Oh.
moons.
Oh yeah,
The upper moons.
the upper echelons. So
Yeah,
then,
they
yeah.
released the cast, and you'll be able to hear them in the first episode,
Oh, great.
for the upper rank
Oh yeah,
demon
it's about
moons.
the majority of that episode is about them. Yeah. Yeah.
But the first episode's gonna be great. If I remember correctly, I feel like we need to like write it down and figure out what it's gonna be, because maybe they just clarified and we just keep forgetting. We're gonna get these episodes and then a film,
And then a
right?
film. Yes.
Is
Yes,
that where we left off
it's
on? Is that
an
what we?
hour and a half long special and then a film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we won't be getting the first episode in theaters. I mean, maybe, but I don't think that's how it's gonna work. We're gonna get it in
No,
April.
probably not.
It's gonna be on Crunchyroll. Or wherever they stream it, Crunchyroll's gonna get it, you know. And then we're gonna get it in theaters, the
Yeah.
final part of that arc, whenever it happens. But a lot of good stuff is happening for it, and I'm actually really, really, really excited.
Me
I
too.
feel like this is gonna be an arc that, for those manga readers, like, yeah, it's really good. And then like the animation just surprises us, and like, oh, it's better than the last one, which
Yeah.
I'm hoping for.
No kidding. No kidding.
I only hope, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we can only pray.
Yeah, we can only pray. What else do we got? Kubo Won't Let Me Be Invisible by Yuki Mori Nene will start its final arc on Weekly Young Jump
Think that's
with a
getting an
confession
anime
arc.
adaptation.
Yeah, just recently got an anime adaptation.
I
I
think if
don't
you
know where
go
they're
back in
streaming.
time, the Manga Monday show talked about that in their news segment.
It's on Crunchyroll. I don't know where it is. I could be wrong. It's streaming somewhere. Maybe it isn't streaming in the West, but it is a part of the winter anime season that came out in January, along with many other anime. But the manga is entering its final arc, and that's pretty much all the news I got, other than like the big one that Ben is holding back for us.
Yeah, I got two more, including the big one. Did you hear about the Reddit Anime Awards?
No, I didn't. I didn't even know Reddit had awards,
Yeah,
but
I
I feel
didn't
like it's like a.
either. And I don't know. So their
I
nominees for Anime of the Year are Chainsaw Man, Cyberpunk Edge Runners, Love is War, Ultra Romantic, A Spy
don't
Family, Do It Yourself, Encouragement to Climb, Next Summit, Legacy's Recoil, Ranking of Kings, Bocchi the Rock, and Akabi's Sailor Uniform. Not having Mob Psycho in there is a bit of a crime, I feel
Wait, did it
like.
have? It included the fall for
Yeah, it
this year,
included the
right?
fall. Yeah. So I don't
Wait.
know why Mob Psycho isn't in there and things like Akabi's Sailor's Uniform
Hey man,
is.
that has good animation. I don't know about the story, but
Yeah.
no, but I don't know anything about it.
Yeah.
I'm
So that's a little bit sus, but I mean, it's maybe they had like a very specific like genres, like they only had to were allowed to put like two of the same genre in there.
Then whenever people don't like Mob Psycho as much as he does,
but hey man, that is a short number because a lot of people love Mob Psycho.
No, I know.
So best movie of the year is Laid Back Camp, the movie. Revenue Starlight, the movie. Sorta Online, the movie, which we haven't gotten yet. Aria of a Starless Night.
No, that one did come out. Because Aria of the Starless Night came out last year. Of the Deep Night comes out this year, the one that we're watching.
I see. The Quintessential Quintuplets movie.
Yeah!
Dozens of Norths, Girls and Panzer, Das Finale, Inui O, and the Girl from the Other Side.
Wait, these won or they were nominated? What?
These are nominated.
Oh, okay.
So it says here, note that eligibility for films is determined by the Japanese home video release date rather than the theatrical run. This means that Inui O, which screened in Japan in 2022, is eligible, but Suzumi no Tojimari and One Piece Film Red are not. I mean, does that mean, I guess 2021 would be, Jujutsu Zero, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I guess that already happened then.
Yeah. So yeah, they really only have four major categories, which are the main awards, the genre awards, the production awards, and the character awards. Each category has about 8 to 10 nominations. So there's a lot, and besides Best Anime and Best Film, there's Best Action, Adventure, Best Comedy, Best Drama, Best Romance, Best Slice of Life, Suspense, Animation. So there are a lot of awards here. So yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
And they might be adding stuff as stuff is going on, because it says at the bottom of it, is added is Boichi the Rock and Akabe sailor uniform, so they might be adding stuff. I have no idea, but you know, right. Yeah,
cool.
Okay, now on to our main topic. Earlier today, I saw a comment on somebody somewhere that said, "Is Netflix the final boss for animation in 2023?" And I took that and I went, "What do you mean?" I was like, what do you mean by that? Now we all know, let's talk a little bit about what we all know, right? The password sharing. So basically what happened this last week, if you've been living under a rock, is Netflix went, oh, you can't share passwords with anybody outside of your house, basically, or out of the same household. And then they completely did a turnaround and said, JK, lol.
Yeah, that's not real, yeah.
Yeah.
In other words, we bullied them into doing the right thing.
Sure. I mean, they're going to come around and try something else, you know. They're going to come around and try again. Because Netflix, for the past 5 years, I would say, has been really sus in what they're trying to do and really just kind of scummy. In how they're like canceling shows and
not cool.
Yeah, not great.
Cutting their animation staff, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. No kidding. Edgar, thoughts about this password sharing debacle? Do you think they come back? And if they come
might.
Back,
I mean they're probably going to or they're gonna find a way to lose subscribers. Yeah. I mean, because the stupid, are they still following through or have they already done the the really cheap one gets ads. Remember that? Like, they said that they would, there would be tiers and
like Hulu. Okay.
In services, like, if you pay this amount, the cheapest one, which is cheaper than the one that we all pay, the regular one.
Yeah, you get ads. Yeah.
You get ads, and then, the regular one will get, will be regular without ads.
Right.
Really dumb. It doesn't
That's why we pay you a service, so that, you know, we don't get ads.
Yeah, dude.
That's kind of the thing you created, you know?
It's going to be to the point to where, there's so many with all ads. Like, it's like cable, but, you know, at least cable doesn't, I don't know. It's like, it's going to come back to like, I don't know, man.
They're really doing like a, you know, like a MySpace kind of thing. Like they created this, you know, new form of entertainment, and then they're failing at it, right? Because they're not even the best right now. I don't know who is leading the ranks in streaming, but I know it's not Netflix.
It's, I think, I mean,
It might be
I don't
Disney
know. It's
Plus.
really tough to say on where you, where we, where you are in success, because I would say money wise, it's Netflix just because of how many they have. They've had like the advantage for like years
But
now.
apparently
And
they're going negative like every year.
yeah,
You know.
well, no, definitely they're losing every year. But they have, I mean, they always, they're gonna stay there for a while because they have films winning Academy Awards. They have the like the constant like they always have like the film that or like these series that keep people engaged. Like Stranger Things is always gonna give them numbers. Squid Game might do it the same thing again. And like I said, every year there's like an Academy Award movie, nominated movie, award season movies that'll be on Netflix, like Pinocchio, Glass Onion, and you know, it might not be as big as like other films, but
Cyberpunk
like
Edge Runners, you know,
Cyberpunk Edgerunners, I mean,
always
they're
that
not
big
like
thing.
in danger, but they're definitely digging their own grave here. And they don't seem like they're stopping. But in terms of like who else is beating them, I'd say like HBO Max. They're probably second best, if
You don't
not the
think it's
best.
Disney Plus?
No, because Disney is they raised, well, I mean, HBO raised their prices too, I think, but Disney did this. I don't know, Disney just doesn't have that watchability, at least for me. I don't know, I could be
I
wrong.
think
I
it
like
did. You remember that time when like The Mandalorian was coming out and WandaVision and Loki and Falcon and Winter Soldier, and that was like, I think it did at that point, but it's, you're right, it's definitely dropped off.
yeah, and I
Crunchyroll?
don't,
Crunchyroll maybe?
it's Crunchyroll's, I don't know, it's hard to say. I'd like to say it's getting there, but they have the unification under one name now, and they need to do something. It's weird because like people are gonna pirate everything, but for some reason when it comes to anime, people just pirate anime more than anything else because like, you know what I mean? Like they say they'll you'll I get the feeling that people who watch anime are like okay with having other services subscribed to, but when it comes to like Crunchyroll, they're like, oh no, I'd rather just pirate. I'm like, okay, well, like
No kidding.
I feel like that's what's going on, or otherwise I guess people
And then
pirate
people get
everything. Otherwise, how
mad
are you
when like
watching?
voice actors are like, don't pirate, you know? And then
Yeah.
those same people who pirate get mad at the voice actors for saying don't pirate, but then they also get mad at the companies for not paying their voice actors more. Now let's be completely clear,
Or
right?
for the quality and like diversity in terms of like actors, you know what I mean?
Let's be completely clear. Like the way that companies pay dub actors is absurd, even with the pirating, right? But they might pay them a little bit more if you watched it on their streaming service, you know. Not saying Crunchyroll doesn't get numbers on dubs. They get numbers on dubs, you know. But you are absolutely right. A lot of people just usually just pirate it, and
Yeah,
it's
people always
really.
say, oh, yeah, you're just bootlicking a big company. They're not even like, you know, the anime creating it. You're right.
You're right.
But, you know, there are a lot of other people, you know, a lot of people won't be able to watch it in general if it wasn't for
Yeah.
Crunchyroll. And
True.
for all the people who love dubs, you know, support, you know, the streaming services, especially because they pay, you know, they pay for the, in a lot of cases, they pay for the dubs, for the actors who are in the dubs. But
And
it's all, you know,
I will
difficult,
never
especially.
get that argument though. Like they're like, oh, it's not original. And it's like, do you know how hard dub work is? It's like, it's the most hard for it's the hardest form of voiceover, in my opinion. It's so hard.
I don't have any. Yeah, I don't have a horse in that race. But I mean, I'll take your word for it. But it is impressive, and it is a lot more work than it is a lot. When I was thinking about getting into that field, the little research I did, I'm like, oh wait, it's way more than I thought it was. It. But Netflix, they always do some stuff that tend to be. I mean, it felt like this year alone, they announced so many things and they did so many things. We were like, This is the worst service ever now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I definitely see what you mean. Let's jump on into part two of why Netflix could be the animation's biggest. This one kind of went under the radar because of the whole password scandal. But this one is egregious, and this is the first time I've ever heard of anything like it. I'm sure it's been done before, but in terms of like a big company doing it, this is dangerous. Netflix in this past week has been slammed for using AI generated art in the new anime short. So Netflix recently released a Japanese animated short called The Dog and the Boy, and it's being criticized online for its AR art. The 3-minute sci-fi short film released on Tuesday follows the story of a young boy whose robot dog waits for him as he goes off to war. The anime was produced by Netflix Anime Creators Base, didn't even know they had one, in collaboration with Rena Ink, an AI artwork company, and Wit Studio, the production company behind the first 3 seasons of Attack on Titan. Yes, we know that. They said, oh, here we go. As an experimental effort to help the anime industry, which has labor shortages, we used image generation technology for the background images of all 3-minute video cuts. And they said this on Twitter, like, hey, like, look at this cool thing that we're doing, you know? Which is not fun. I'm gonna
Like I
click.
saw, I'm literally looking at the comments, and there's literally a meme image picture of Eric Andre, like cutting all their animation staff. Why is there a labor
Yeah,
shortage?
why is there a labor shortage? Yeah, so there's a whole bunch of like certified people things on here. So DJ Fresh on Twitter says, "I know a ton of animators looking for work. If you guys are struggling to find them, are you looking very hard?" Hamish Steele on Twitter says, "Not something to be proud of, babes." Frank O'Connor says, "I can see schedule conflict, but labor shortages? The future looks bleak. Let's agree that human beings aren't disposable or optional."
Wasn't there a, I could be wrong, but I remember seeing a bunch of that video of Miyazaki and like him, people quoting him like, this is an insult to life itself.
Yeah.
Was he reacting? This wasn't, he wasn't reacting to this directly,
I
but
don't think
wasn't he
so.
reacting to like something like that was AI generated or
Yeah, he was
three?
reacting to AI art or
Yeah.
something like that. Yeah. Which I agree. I don't think, here's the thing. AI art, there are some people who take it too far, where people who use AI art for fun, like on their social media, and people are like, they're like, this is a crime to all art, and I'm like, is it like we're just they're just
Only
people trying to
positive,
have fun, you know?
yeah. The only stance I took on it, and the only reason I found insult to that, is like, yes, AI art, very dangerous,
Yes.
and we're gonna go down a spiral from here on out. But like, from like the perspective of someone who doesn't have enough money to hire someone to get art of that quality,
Yeah.
pretty useful, or at least at the very least, it's fun to use. And there's already people saying, it's not all fun, it's doing harm because it's taking, it's the AI is taking like, it's using as templates other people's original artwork.
Yeah, it is.
And
And
I do
that's
agree with
bad.
that.
That's bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now not everyone has money to hire an actual artist, take it
Yeah.
from me. I tried looking online. How much would an illustration for like my web novel be? $200 for this quality. Yikes, I don't really have that much money
Yeah.
just to for an image. I ended up turning to Ben, but and now I'm writing another one, so I'm like, wow, this AI art could be kind of useful,
Yeah.
just to have a good, image. But
I don't know, but
but I
I think you might get some hate if it got popular if you did
No, I
that.
wouldn't use that as the official one, but I just meant like a standard,
Yeah, just to kind of get your vision out there, you know? Yeah.
yeah, exactly. But and that's what I mean. It's like for small stuff like that, but in the long run, it's not going to be good, and it definitely isn't not It definitely isn't great in this situation, especially when you have when it's by the backing of the name of Netflix, where they have the money to pay people to actually animate it, not using AI.
And I mean, it's also like they say labor shortages. Just give your animators more time. You know, like I don't like I understand that there
Or
are
don't
like
fire the
costs and
people
stuff.
that you want animating it.
Exactly. Like they fire all these animators. I don't get it. I mean, this is like I got a really good quote here that says it's a reply from Dark Gem on Twitter. He says, "Ah, so the dog represents artists getting kicked down again until we're drained and battered, and everything we love is lifeless and dead." I get it, because yeah, obviously something happens to the dog in that form. But I mean, you know. This is really bad, I will say. I was about to say, could it be worse? I was like, maybe not. But yeah, I think that animation, the reason why we like it is that the reason why I like animation and manga is that it is humans on the screen, right, being put in extreme circumstances, right? Like the humanity that comes in these animes are really, 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 really touching and really, really, you know, are either really touching or really funny or really like high stakes. It's another thing that I had to learn in voiceover is that we give humanity to the absurd, right? So you can do like this absurd voice for an anime character, but there might be a part in the season where you have to bring humanity and emotion to that voice, you know, which we've seen multiple different times. And one of the reasons why we like anime and animation so much is that it is drawn by people. They're able to give it that touch of humanity. It's an art form, right? And when you take that away, and I saw some clips of it, it looks lifeless. It does not look great. And
The
just
scary thing
knowing
is
that,
that it could get better to the point where, like,
you can't
oh, we don't
tell.
care. If we can get it now, and if it looks like 100% with studio times, MAPPA times, ufotable or better, then we might at some point down the line, 50 years, 100 years, we might just be okay with it. And that's a scary thing right there.
That's when I check out, you know. Like that's when I'm like, because it's just like
It also comes.
that's when you turn like that's when we turn into robots, you know?
It also comes down to like Japan's or any anywhere the oversaturation and overproduction of so many shows. You have a shortage and stop and just stop making so many, you know what I mean? There's like
No.
so many shows, so many every single season there's like 50 shows and people only really watch like eight a season max. And that's for the people who really really watch anime.
Yeah.
Like and I don't know, man. There's like a lot of reasons
Well,
but it comes down to
if you look at
Netflix, you know,
Hollywood
obviously.
even,
Yeah. It comes down to Netflix making wrong decisions.
If you like, if you look at Hollywood, like how many Garbo shows do they put out, you know, a year that maybe people only watch when they're like asleep or like when they're channel flipping, you know? But yeah, how many like garbage WB shows are showing up? How many, you know, just god awful stuff like that is getting put out? And to say that it's from labor shortages is absurd. So yeah, that was the big thing that Netflix did recently. And then so those were the two main things that I had. And then I came across and it just reminded me. I was like, oh yeah, Netflix are doing this, you know. I saw the poster for their One Piece live action adaptation.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, and I saw it and I went, how many live action adaptations are Netflix doing? And I searched this up and let's get a head count here. Okay, so Avatar: The Last Airbender going to be coming out this year. It's going to be 10 episodes and it's going to be season one, right? Which I think the first season of Avatar was 22 episodes, right? Yeah, 22 episodes. So they're gonna do it. They think they can do it in 10.
But it's an hour each, right? An hour each episode.
I don't know. I don't know. That's a good question.
I'm pretty sure they're like long episodes. They weren't Longer 20. They weren't just 20-minute ones.
Okay. Okay. We'll see. Also coming this year, One Piece season one. Okay. Now you can't excuse this one. They're gonna do the entire East Blue, the entire 100 chapters in 10 episodes.
I think it's also 1 hour episodes, but I agree. It's like
that is absurd. Really, still,
you're really cut it short. Like
that is absurd. That's impossible. There are like, if you pointed at like things that I think should never get a live action adaptation, I think One Piece is probably number one, and maybe like My Hero Academia, you know, because One Piece is so stylized and, you know, like
yeah, it's too silly and not normal looking to take seriously live action. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, 1,000,000,000%.
It'll look weird. It'll just look weird in general. Like,
yeah, no
matter how. Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know.
No,
like that's why we, like we say there's ideally no anime should have a live adaptation, but some just make more sense than others. And One Piece and My Hero are examples of like that just won't work. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it just won't work.
Yeah.
Yeah, but people, you know, a good amount of people are, you know, excited for it. But then again, then people were excited about Cowboy Bebop and Death Note when those came out. But I don't know, this one feels different. I feel like obviously a majority of anime fans have been through this before and were like, "No, man, just stop. Just stop. Just shoot me in the face." They're like, "We get it. It's going to suck."
Yeah.
But there are a good amount of people that are, you know, looking forward to this. And we can only see.
Yeah, I think that's only because of One Piece fans, though. I think One Piece fans, if Oda checks marks anything, they go, "Oh, well, it's going to be amazing." You know, and I think we kind of saw that with One Piece Film Red, that, like, if you go and check up any review, like, all the One Piece YouTubers are like, "Yeah, it's a great movie." And I was like, "It's okay." Like, I think, like, base, it's okay. You know? I'm like, it's not that good. You know?
I just love One Piece, man. It's careful.
Yeah, I know. I know. A lot of our fans are One Piece. And let's be clear. Top three manga of all time for me. Probably the best ongoing manga, long-running manga ever. Right, and Oda is probably the best mangaka of all time, up there with the seinen mangakas, right? But I'm not going to take a blind eye to, you know, to some of this stuff. I'm going to come into this with absolute, it's gonna be garbage. And if it's that, I'm gonna be like, "Wow, it was okay," you know? But I think, yeah, I mean, I think it's because everybody's excited about the casting and is excited for how silly the actors are. But let's get this right. It doesn't matter how silly they are. They're never going to be able to capture what the anime... I need to stop getting worked up. I'm sick. Yeah. Anyways,
it's
so...
It's good. If it is good, what would that mean?
Yeah. I don't know.
Would you be scared or would you be
Would
like...
I be scared? I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I just don't think...
Let's say even you don't like it, but a lot of people, not everyone, but a lot of people, like a clear difference. It's like night and day between Cowboy
Bebop.
So
The Witcher.
No, even more than that.
Even more than that?
Yeah, because I
feel
like...
come on, the
first
season of
The Witcher... I feel like with The Witcher, it was like 50-50.
No, the first season of The Witcher, everybody loved it. Everybody. And I was
the
only one...
Even the game fans?
Yeah, and everybody loved it. And I was the only one that was like, not for me. And then second season came around, and I heard some stuff, and I was like, "Okay, this is garbo." And then people started to notice. And now that Henry Cavill left, now people are like, "Oh, it's bad," you know.
Well, there was that. Well, the new show came out. It wasn't like it wasn't with Geralt, but there was the one that came out.
Oh,
like,
yeah, the Blood Origin one.
Yeah, that one was the one that people were like,
"That one is awful."
Yeah,
I saw some clips from it. God awful. Yeah, I don't know if a lot of people like it. Good on them, man. But I just doesn't like these live action adaptations, they just do not sit right with me. I don't know. And
Would you rather have been all live adaptations or AI anime?
Oh my god. Wait, so no anime. No anime, but just live action?
Or anime, but AI.
No, it would have to be all live action. Like, at least, because then we would run out of anime adaptations to adapt, and then people would have to make animes, but live action. You know, at least that's an original creation. AI is an original, you know? So, there you go. You heard it here first. At least I give some credit to live action adaptations.
Yeah. The two big enemies, AI and live action adaptations. Yeah.
By the way, should I, Edgar, react to Death Note live action adaptation once I'm done with the series on my channel?
Yeah, just to see how hilariously bad it is. I'd like to watch it with you, just that one
yeah,
thing.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah. I'll bring you on. We can watch it together. That'd be fun.
And it's like, that's... They just do it, like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I don't know, man. Like, that's just, it's going to be a fun time watching
okay,
that.
Okay, great. Let me point out some of these other ones that they're going to do. They're doing Kimi ni Todoki, which I think is a movie. Can you confirm that for me, Edgar? It's going to be done by a Japanese studio. So it's going to be one of those shows that I think are just on, that's just on
me
Netflix.
To you. It's a romance series. I've seen it before.
Okay, but I think it's one of those things that are just that's just gonna be on Netflix, but it's gonna be done by a Japanese studio, and they don't really have lots of good. They have just about as much success with live action adaptations as we do, you know. Apparently, the Way of the House Husband live adaptation is fun. So, Yeah, so they're going to do an untitled Pokemon live-action series.
I think they're still doing Pokemon. They're going to do a sequel to Detective Pikachu.
Detective Pikachu, yeah. This
that
one
was
is
enjoyable.
Different. This
it wasn't
one
great.
Is, this one is separate. That film was awesome.
Oh, yeah. I liked it. I liked it. It was good. It was really well. Like, it did... If you didn't like where the story went, it looks decent. Enough to where you can do something with it. Like, if the writing was just a little bit better, or if the comedy just worked a bit better, it could be a 10 out of 10 because the Pokemon looked realistic and like the actual Pokemon enough to where you can take everything seriously within that world, which you can't do with One Piece and you can't do with My Hero. So it was at least great in that aspect where it has a future at least.
Yeah.
So I look forward to the sequel if it's any good, you know?
Yeah. Sword Art Online is going to be getting a live action adaptation.
Look, you can give that with the argument that Sword Art Online is trash and if you can only go up from there, so in terms of like I don't know. Who's doing it? Netflix or like what?
It's unconfirmed, but it's unconfirmed who is doing it. But the series will be led by all Asian actors. Which
sure.
I hate these. I hate these that they're like, it's going to be led by all Asian actors. So now it's good. That's what was wrong with other live adaptations. You're just ignoring every other problem that came with it. Like, miscasting and whitewashing all the characters was bad. But do you think Avatar The Last Airbender... Do you think the Last Airbender film would have been good with other actors? No, it still would have been garbage. You know,
dude, like Assassination's Classroom, Full Metal Alchemist, Mob Psycho, all Japanese versions, and Attack on Titans. So many things wrong with those. Like so many things, and it wasn't just the budget. It was just,
Yu Yu Hakusho, which we've known for quite a long time. Absolutely terrible thing to turn into live adaptation. It's going to look so goofy, so stupid. Yeah.
Save it for the live action play, dude.
Yeah.
Stage played.
Okay, here we go. Death Note.
they were doing it again, but this one by the Duffer Brothers.
Yeah, by the Duffer Brothers, that's right.
I don't know. I really don't know. They failed once. Duffer Brothers did Stranger Things.
Brilliant.
I don't know. I'm 50-50 on this one. Like I said, Death Note
this is could be done. And you, we talked about this on a video that we did once.
Yeah.
Death Note could be done.
It could be done.
Yeah.
But, you know, hard to say.
Hard to say. It's always hard to say.
I have more faith in that than One Piece and any other. If they did My Hero, then I'd have more faith in this.
Oh,
one than
I would
My
have
Hero.
More faith in, like, because Death Note is a shonen, right?
Yeah.
But it has more seinen type of feels, you know?
It's grounded. Like, you know
it's
what I mean?
Grounded, you know? Like, takes. Cowboy Bebop was kind of grounded too, you know? But I think, like this takes place in this day and age, and people just kind of die of heart attacks, you know? Like, you know, I'm sure they die more in more extreme ways later on. I'm only on episode 3. But I think this could definitely be done, at least from what I've seen so far.
Just get what the characters are, get the tone, and for the most part, just stick to the writing and how they do it. Because the dialogue and the way the plot goes on for the most part, it's great. It's like a 10 out of 10.
It is great. It is great. Oh, this one hurts my soul to
Which
read
one?
This out loud.
Wait, let me guess. Is it like near and dear to your heart? Like, is it
for two reasons?
Okay, I could be a lot of things. Just
My Hero Academia.
Oh, okay.
Listen
so
to
they
this.
Are doing it.
Listen to this paragraph. If adapting One Piece and Pokemon wasn't big enough, Netflix will also be developing a live action adaptation of My Hero Academia. Joby Harold, who previously worked on the Obi-Wan Kenobi series.
Covered this, I remember.
And Army of the Dead with Zack Snyder. Ah-ha-ha! Will write, produce, and direct the adaptation. Okay, now listen here. All right. So Joby Harold, who wrote the 4 worst episodes of Obi-Wan Kenobi, and absolutely botched it, right? Will now be working on this My Hero Academia series just because he searched up online. He searched up my name, listened to every single one of our podcasts, figured out what my favorite fictional things are, and he's decided to ruin it. That's the only reason he could, you know, this could actually take place. Yeah, and that's the last confirmed live action that they have.
That I know that My Hero, that adaptation, if I remember correctly, that's going to be directed by a Japanese director. Could be wrong.
It says
My Hero's live action.
It says no. It says Joby Harold will write, produce, and direct the adaptation.
Oh, direct. Oh, okay.
So it's going to be Joby Harold, the guy who did Obi-Wan Kenobi.
That was no man. Whatever. Let's get it over with.
It's confirmed. Netflix is the death of all animation in 2023. Yes, they are the final boss. We must defeat them.
Yeah.
Wow, this is atrocious. Final thoughts about that, Edgar?
You know, I only look forward to it because I'm curious on how it look. Pretty much it. Yeah. I'll only probably look at clips or like just watching. I don't know if it's like cringe from like the first minute of One Piece. I won't watch the rest of it.
Yeah.
But I am. I'm always curious. Like, let's see how it looks at least. Let's see how silly, awful, or decent, or like, oh, this looks pretty cool at least. Mm-hmm. I'm always curious just to see how it is. You know what I mean?
Sure.
That's the only reason why I look forward to these things, just to see, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
When someone says, I'm going to build, like, the largest cake in the world, then it's like, that sounds like the most awful thing ever. And
I want to see.
But you know. I want to see it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I got to watch the fire, the house burn down.
Yeah.
It's going to look amazing.
Yeah. It's like a car wreck. Like, it's
yeah,
so
exactly.
Awful
yeah.
You can't look
you
away.
You can't look away.
Yeah. For me, I just hate them. I don't know. I just think that they are just I think they're everything I hate about Hollywood, you know? I hate it when Disney does it. I hate it when Netflix does it for animes. And I think Disney I think Disney, you could do a good adaptation for some of their stuff. I think it's so immensely hard to make Japanese animes into live action adaptations and look good. Even with Death Note, to make the characters look similar to, you know, what is correct in the anime, is just going to be so difficult, you know?
I gotta say, it pretty strays off in terms of the actual plot, but like Edge of Tomorrow will probably be one of the best adaptations ever.
I haven't seen it, so
yeah, we should probably watch it like at the very end, like out of all the crap like adaptations, and then we see something good, like that's nice. Yeah, that one's really good.
Well, let us know, guys. Our 1 year anniversary is coming up. Should we put in a poll if we want to react to one of these bad live action adaptations?
We do pick one. Like, pick one.
Yeah. We'll put in a poll. Fun. What do you want? We can't do Death Note yet because I'm afraid it might spoil some stuff.
Dragon Ball.
We'll do Dragon Ball Evolution. We can do the Scarlett Johansson one.
Yeah, Ghost in the Shell.
Yeah, Ghost in the Shell. The Mob Psycho. We can watch the first episode of the Mob Psycho one.
Yeah, I'm trying to see.
That would be funny. Oh my god, we could do the Attack on Titan Japanese one. That would be so fun.
I'm trying to look up what we have for the list here.
Sure.
There's not you can't really look forward to a lot of these. Why isn't this loading? I'm trying to Attack on Titan, there were I remember Assassination Classroom had one. Full Metal Alchemist had one.
Oh yeah, Full Metal Alchemist does have one. I know that one is very infamous.
It'll be really hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll make the list and we'll probably figure it out.
That'd be a good 1 year anniversary gift, you know.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
But yeah. Edgar, next week, Sword Art Online movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, for the podcast? Yeah, I think so.
I wish I can... yeah, you're just going to blind. You could watch the first film. I mean, I guess you don't really have to.
I thought this was where the series starts. I thought it's an adaptation of the first...
No, yeah, it did. It does, but like... It did the first film did like the first two episodes basically.
Ah, I see.
Like,
okay.
In a way, so like all you need to do is just if you want watch the first movie.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you what it is, and it's like an hour 20 if you want. If not,
yeah,
you can
sure,
just watch
it. I can pop it on tonight and give
I'll just
a
yeah I'll just do a quick synopsis and then sure. We'll just watch the film. I never really have any expectations for this. I just like Sword Art Online content, anything. But if it is like boring, then I'll just be like, all right, I'm done. But I haven't really been bored anything by Sword Art Online because I just like, you know, it's one of those animes where I'll just like look past everything bad about it and just enjoy it regardless because it's like my first anime.
Yeah.
Let me explain it. It's like not really a guilty pleasure anime, but it's like one of those things. I'm like, this is my thing. Mm. I get it. It sucks. This is my thing. No one touch it. Yeah, so like it's like one of those. It's not like I'm really weary to like introducing you to you to it. But we'll see.
Okay.
But I'm actually personally I'm excited, and I'm curious on what your thoughts are going to be towards it, and
first,
we'll talk about it
first
on the show or in a separate
week?
Review.
First guest.
What?
First guest next week.
First guest.
First guest ever on the Manga Monday show.
Who?
Your bro?
Maybe. I'll see where he wants
yeah,
to do it.
Yeah, ask him first. We don't want to bring. We don't want to be like, here's Danny, and he's like.
Yeah. Because he lives far away, and he doesn't have any of the setup that we do, so if anything, it'll be really hard. But that is all I'm looking forward to. Every week, honestly, Ben, this isn't like a plug for you. I actually look forward to his Death Note reactions. So if you guys haven't seen those, just go watch them because they're really good.
There's been a lot of people who've been liking and subscribing, and it's pretty good. Both the channels are doing very healthy.
Yeah, but you have 1,000 subscribers, and we still don't, Ben. What's
okay,
up with
well,
that? No,
that
I know
was
why.
From
I know.
An eons ago, you know.
I know.
If
I know.
If I was starting, I would have about maybe like 40 right now. Because
for
lot
a
of people
second, I forgot. I'm like, how does he have like more subscribers than we have?
It's
no,
because
but
it's
but,
because
yeah.
a long time ago I did like singing and FIFA videos, you know.
Oh, we gotta do that again.
That was,
we gotta add that. To
yeah,
them.
But that was back in YouTube where it was easier to get subscribers. That was the era of YouTube where like you could get a billion views easy. The channel is doing, both the channels are doing really well because of shorts, YouTube shorts. And for those of you who joined us from these YouTube shorts, thank you guys so much. We get about 2 new subscribers every day. And that really, 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 really excites us that we have more people to talk with and discuss about manga on the Manga Monday show. So yeah, that's really, really great. The reaction videos are doing great. We're not going to have a new one this week, sadly, because of we're not there in person. But, you know, if you have anything you want us to react to, just small stuff to upload, just let us know, you know. The best way you can support us is liking and subscribing and maybe sharing it to a friend if you are so inclined. If you're like, I really, really like these guys, I'll share this to a friend, and then we'll gain somebody else we can talk about manga and anime too. But yeah, thank you guys so much for watching. We'll be back in person next week. See ya.
Yep. We'll be right back.